In the past decade, the number of children adopted from other countries into the United States more than doubled, from just over 7,000 in 1990 to over 18,000 in 2000. At the same time, the international community has tried to standardize and equalize the process with the Hague Convention on the Protection of Children and Cooperation in Respect of Intercountry Adoption, which has been ratified by the U.S. Senate. While the number of international adoptions continues to rise, as Priscilla Huff reports, the process is not always easy and significant problems remain.
Across America, hundreds of thousands of adults yearn to be parents. Around the world, hundreds of thousands of babies need parents. The challenge is bringing them together across geographical and legal divides, and that's a continuing concern for officials in Washington. For Nancy Robertson, who adopted her daughter Grace from China on Christmas Eve 1994, she was inspired to advocate for international adoption the moment her husband put their baby in her arms.
There I saw Brooks holding the most beautiful person I've ever seen. He walked toward me and handed her to me, and I said, "I love you, Grace." From that moment until this, I cannot imagine my life without her. On that Christmas Eve, I saw in her eyes all of the children.
The Robertsons' journey to China to bring home their daughter was probably expensive. Adoptive parents can spend more than $20,000 in fees and travel to adopt from overseas. And it seems for every new family formed, like the Robertsons, there's a sad tale of potential parents scammed out of thousands of dollars by unscrupulous adoption brokers. That's where the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoption comes in. This agreement, signed by more than 40 countries, is designed to ensure the rights of the children being adopted and the parents-to-be. The Senate has ratified the treaty, but the legislative process has been stalled. Susan Sue Coom Cox is an adoption advocate with Holt International Children's Services.
I think that everyone is waiting to see what happens with the United States and what the regulations look like.
The Hague Conventions call for a single government agency to regulate intercountry adoptions. Right now, if adoptive parents find themselves the victim of a scam, just about the only recourse they have is to turn to their local Better Business Bureau, because adoption is currently regulated on a state level, not national. Susan Cox says some nations, like China, have taken the lead in complying with the new Hague Conventions.
The most important thing that they already have in place is a strong central authority. In fact, it's something that the United States really doesn't have yet. When you consider Romania, that started out with huge numbers, and what's happened there, when you look at Cambodia, how fast the numbers grew and how it's now at a standstill, China really did do it right from the very beginning.
China established the China Center for Adoption Affairs as part of its liberalization of international adoption in 1991. The U.S. Congress is still wrangling over which department should manage international adoption. Some want the State Department to do it because American diplomats maintain key relationships with foreign agencies. Others think Health and Human Services is the natural place because children born in other nations have higher rates of medical problems, from nutritional deficits to hepatitis and mental illness. Immigration and Naturalization Services is already a key player. Adoptive parent Nancy Johnson.
There is a very major downfall on this end, which is through the INS. And that is the extraordinary process in terms of the wait period to be cleared. There are definite, very clear devices that could be put in place to help expedite from our end and set an example of knocking out big chunks of bureaucracy that are simply not necessary. Again, I think a great stride was the citizenship issue, which is now retroactive.
That's the Child Citizenship Act of 2000, which granted full citizenship to children born abroad and adopted by U.S. citizens, just as the children of American citizens born abroad automatically have full rights. But adoption expert Susan Cox says problems remain.
While that seemed like a wonderful breakthrough, what has not yet happened is that INS has not created a mechanism or procedure for that to really kick in. So while officially, once a child arrives from another country, they should be able to count on automatic citizenship, but they still have to apply for a passport or some other procedure, and it's been over a year.
The problems with the paperwork include an apparent inability to publish a correct fee schedule, forcing parents to endure sometimes inexplicable delays. And while the State Department and INS slog through the regulations writing process, officially the Bush administration has taken a stand to promote adoption, increasing the tax deductions for expenses related to the process to $10,000. For Common Ground, I'm Priscilla Huff.